Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Following last weekend's London terror attack, police discovered one of the assailants tried to radicalize young children. Now, that's not a surprise, as extremists often look to indoctrinate the most vulnerable people. And for many children, a lack of education and future hope is what draws them into extremism. Teach Beyond is one ministry providing children around the world with the tools and skills they need to be successful. And their central focus? The gospel. Teach Beyond's Howard Duick.
We are a Great Commission organization focused on reaching people with the gospel and discipling them through a Christ-centered education. And our heartbeat is to see healing come to their lives with so much trauma.
If you're interested in coming alongside this ministry or finding ways you can pray or serve, go to missionnews.org. And Voice of the Martyrs Canada is currently taking booking inquiries for the one-man live stage show called Solitary Refinement. Now, this performance depicts the imprisonment of Richard Wurmbrand, Voice of the Martyrs founder, who was jailed and tortured for 14 years in communist Romania for preaching the gospel. VOM Canada CEO Doug McKenzie says Solitary Refinement will tour across Canada later this year.
The venues that we're looking for are typically church venues. And we're not charging the church anything for the performance. We just simply take a free will offering.
Ultimately, Solitary Refinement will illustrate the faithfulness of the persecuted church and point believers back to Christ, who is worth it all. If this sounds like something your church would be interested in, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray as this ministry distributes God's Word in sign language. Download your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.